Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Blessings to all, and it's truly a good thing that you have put aside this time to join us. And there's a lot to talk about, but first, let's exalt our Creator.
Abba, Father, we do bow down to you in exaltation, for thou art everything to us. Because without you, we are nothing. We know you will always watch over us and provide for us, as you do for the sparrow and all of your creation, that will soon get a great facelift in your new kingdom. May we focus on that and not on our surroundings as darkness continues its aggression. For our hope lies in you and no other, as we gleefully watch your prophecies being fulfilled right before our eyes. Thank you for choosing us to be alive during this fullness of time, as we also pray for our recent prayer request and for the salvation of all our loved ones. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Well, I know you have some important catch-up news for us.
Yes, it's final. Bibi is no longer prime minister after 12 years. And in order for that to have happened, many smaller parties had to join together to get the 61 seats needed to form a government. And, of course, that resulted in having to split the time in leadership between the two parties having the two highest number of seats. So, right-leaning Naftali Bennett is for the first 2 years, which is better than the left-leaning Yair Lapid, which is for the second 2 years.
Yeah, if they can keep it together that long.
You're so right. If no other party drops out because, you know, if they don't get their way.
Which Netanyahu predicts will happen.
And even though Bennett is a conservative, he will lean to the center at times and would probably bend even more to the left in order to keep the government together. And by the way, for the first time to make the 61-seat coalition, they had to bring in an Arab party called Ra'am, even though it has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood.
All because they needed their four seats.
Yes, otherwise Bibi would have remained prime minister until another election could be held.
So, they colluded with the enemy.
Yep. This party is run by another Abbas. This time his name is Mansour Abbas.
Who's also a dentist.
Yeah, well, so he's got to be educated. But we'll see how well that all works out. But the main drawback right now, out of the gate, is this Ra'am party will insist on receiving several concessions concerning illegal construction in the Israeli Arab sector, including by the Bedouins in the southern Negev.
Will Bennett give in?
Oh, probably, to some extent anyway, perhaps in a drip-drip compromise, you know, like here a little, there a little.
Well, remember Satan's M.O.
Infiltrate and take them down from within.
It's classic.
Mm-hmm. Actually, just like in America, who has succumbed to the left as well.
Like being held hostage.
And only Jesus can easily break those chains.
Amen to that.
The good news is, in all this is, as we often say, prophecy is being fulfilled. Hence, just like Trump, it was time for Bibi to go as well. However, what were Bibi's final words when addressing those new ministers?
Set your minds at rest. We will fight you day by day and will be back much sooner than you think.
And, of course, I will add, if it be thy will, O Lord.
Well, you know, President Trump was good for Israel.
Oh, yeah, he boosted America's commitment to Israel. And we were all happy when the U.S. Embassy was moved to Jerusalem.
Well, though, even though it was West Jerusalem.
Yes, East Jerusalem would have been much better, but that would have caused a very big ruckus. But now Biden is undermining all that by soon opening an official consulate for the Palestinian Authority just down the road from our embassy. This is so underhanded, possibly even illegal, but does help to undercut Israel's sovereignty over Jerusalem.
And once again, we are sending lots of money to the Palestinians.
Right, and it would be nice if they would just give it to the people, but they don't. And then over here, the infiltrating squad in our Congress are spewing extremely anti-Semitic accusations. You probably saw them on TV. Even comparing the Jews to Hamas and the Taliban terrorists.
Well, you know, most of the squad are Muslim.
How in the world did they get in our Congress?
We voted them in.
Right. And I guess that really says it all.
The handwriting is on the wall.
It surely is. And Revelation 4 comes first. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
What else you got over there?
Well, Biden will meet with Russia's Putin tomorrow in Switzerland before he heads home after what I think was an embarrassing summit.
He bragged that America is back.
Yeah, in the left's globalist club, where America is no longer first. But we know it had to happen for the New World Order's agenda to go forward as we watch inflation over here rising quickly. And geopolitical experts warned China is preparing for war against the United States, especially if we try to stop them from invading Taiwan.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Yep, it's one or the other. And as well, two Iranian Navy ships are nearing Venezuela.
Gee, is it carrying oil or weapons?
Well, probably both.
Doesn't Venezuela have a lot of oil?
Yes, but they have very limited refineries. What's interesting about this is the last time Iran tried to get oil to Venezuela, we had stopped the ships in 2019 because they were labeled commercial ships. So now they use their Navy ships, therefore cannot be stopped over the embargo as witnessed twice in 2020 and now again. But for this privilege, they cannot be used for war.
Yeah, it's a maritime law.
Yeah, till they break it.
Well, I know you have an update on the China virus.
Yes, I do. You know, regardless of what Biden said at the summit, that we just don't know the real origin yet, that is a lie. Because we now have solid smoking gun evidence that point to the fact that it is a lab-manipulated virus.
Explain.
Well, we know that viruses have an embedded code. The COVID-19 virus contains a double CGG code, which has never been found in nature. But this CGG code has been found in the gain, excuse me, in the gain of function research fully noted from lab virologists. And it's this code which makes the virus a super spreader.
And this administration knows it.
But are still trying to hide it because they're all compromised.
As in blackmail.
Many in Washington are compensated, I would say, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a long list of people who were originally engaged in this gain-of-function research who have been assassinated or just dropped dead in mysterious circumstances. And the leftist global elite, well, they love a crisis to which they will never let go to waste.
Seems I've heard that before.
So, no matter what the crisis is, whether real or imagined, the solutions they'll offer are always going to create a dynamic where we end up having less freedom.
While they acquire more power.
That is their goal, along with depopulation, Revelation 6:8. So, when the Wuhan virus hit America, the expert let China off the hook. They brushed aside affordable and now we know for sure very effective therapeutics as they pushed lockdowns, school closures, and useless mask wearing.
Which really don't work.
Right. Oh, it could stop a huge particle that is about 3 microns in size, but the COVID-19 virus is only about 0.012 microns in size. So wearing the mask is like putting up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, I borrowed it.
But the worst part, and Fauci always knew this.
Right. Masks can cause substantial adverse physiological and psychological effects. Therefore, a main contributor in health deterioration. And by the way, in my research of the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, most of the people that died had worn masks, with more dying of bronchial pneumonia.
Caused by wearing a mask.
Certainly contributed to it, and I don't think Jesuit-trained Fauci and his elite globalist cohorts were ever as happy as they were when things were shut down all across the country, killing small businesses, which is another part of the satanic globalist plan, New World Order 101. However, this also brings a smile to those of us who are anxiously awaiting his return.
We will get the last laugh.
It's actually sad, but we will. Oh, and listen to this. It also came out last week from a top Indian virologist.
A whistleblower.
Yes, who claims China already had a COVID vaccine even before the pandemic began.
More evidence of a man-made bioweapon.
Which brings me to the Nuremberg Code concerning medical experiments.
Which these vaccines are.
Yeah. Therefore, can only be used on consenting adults. A business cannot legally demand customers or employees get this vaccine. However, some companies, colleges, and hospitals are, even though still, demanding it. And sadly, some judges, as one lately in Texas, are allowing it, even though the vaccines are not fully approved by the FDA.
Yet.
Right. You can bet very soon they will fully approve them, in spite of the many adverse side effects which continue to accumulate.
Even among the younger college students.
Right. Some are experiencing severe heart problems. And there are more vaccines coming out as well. The latest is Novavax, which they expect will be used for the boosters this fall, which they will demand us to get and use the fear of the Delta variant.
Well, you know it's all a setup.
For sure. As brought out last week on the Ingram Angle, she said that back in 2010, the far-left Rockefeller Foundation, well, they helped produce a report on a possible future scenario that could play out over the next 15 years, they said.
Don't tell me. It involved a global pandemic.
Yes, it did. And during this possible pandemic, international mobility of both people and goods would screech to a halt. Normally bustling shops and office buildings would sit empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. National leaders around the world would impose airtight rules and restrictions to include mandatory wearing of face masks and body temperature checks.
Wow. And they wrote this report 11 years ago?
Yes. Which went on to predict how the powers that be would never let the crisis end.
Now that says a lot.
Oh, and it goes on. Most citizens willingly gave up much of their sovereignty and their privacy in exchange for greater safety and stability. And by agreeing to use biometric IDs and tighter regulations of industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interests.
Are we surprised?
Not in a heartbeat. Just added more confirmation of the many evil entities that are revealing themselves, as Ephesians 6 keeps coming into my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the elites want the U.S. trapped in a forever pandemic. If this report, this Rockefeller report, has any legs, The pandemic porn will never end, using it to maintain total control over all of us.
Well, as you said, we're already seeing a spreading variant.
Yes, and they say it's coming to America because it's in their plan. So again, continued restrictions on our inalienable rights. And let me remind the listeners that China is stepping up their quest for global domination and has been buying up land and strategic infrastructure all over the world, including the United States.
You know, this is serious.
Yeah. Data shows that foreign investors control nearly 30 million acres of U.S. farmland, 3 million in Texas alone, of which 130,000 acres is right next to our Air Force base, which was bought by, although unknown at the time, a China-based energy company, and is now attempting to build a wind farm to access our power grid.
So now Congress has introduced a bill.
Yes, to take action to thwart the CCP from ever seizing any more control of strategically valuable domestic assets.
A little late, and still has to pass.
It does. And listen to this. China is also the second largest foreign owner of land in Australia, including an Australian island that China has made off limits now to Australian residents.
China also controls an airport in Australia,
which means China owns the surrounding airspace, so Australian citizens can't land in that county without approval from the Chinese government.
That's what they want to do in Texas.
Exactly, which is why I brought this up. And since we tie in scripture to the news, this all ties in with Revelation, especially chapter 16:12, that calls them the kings of, or the powers from the east.
So they are a power to be reckoned with during the tribulation.
Yes, and America is no longer. So while we wait for his call, we need to occupy till then. Begin at the local level. Attend the council meetings and your school board meetings. Know what's being taught, as in critical race theory, to your children.
And your grandchildren.
Yes, and demand that government restore our freedoms that they gladly took from us.
And, of course, keep Jesus at the top of the pyramid.
Well, he is our only blessed hope.
Amen. Okay, if you have an end time question or a comment, there are three ways to connect with us. You can email to Sheila at shofarministry.net. Or call the office, and please be sure to leave a very detailed message too, 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And prayerfully consider tucking in a gift of love, which you can also do on our webpage, shofarministry.net. which automatically adds your name to our mailing list for news updates and monthly teaching letters.
All right. You know, as we watch the world increase in lawlessness, which is also a synonym for Biblelessness, it is so important for the body of Christ to be even brighter in this time of spiritual darkness. As we've said often on this program, it was scripturally prophesied in these last days that all this would happen.
Matthew 24:12.
And in Revelation 3, well, that's very specific when describing the church of Laodicea as being lukewarm and therefore useless for service.
Were they saved?
Well, some had to be, or John would not have included Laodicea with the other six churches. Which led me to this basic teaching tonight of Christianity 101. Can you be a believer, but not a disciple? Well, looking around in today's world, the answer is pretty obvious. Do you know anyone like that? We all do. Because as prophesied, there are many, much to our dismay. So let's address the question. How are saved believers different than saved disciples? And better yet, which one are you? Now, before you think I'm adding works to your salvation, know that I am not. Salvation is not the issue here. You are either saved or you are not. But what does Jesus expect? Well, in Matthew 28:19-20, Yeshua's last words as he was about to ascend said, "Go and make disciples and teach them." We all know as a Christian we should be proclaiming the gospel to the lost and pray they will truly accept the message. And if they do, do we then teach discipleship or tell them just to go find a good Bible teaching church? Okay, let's be more specific. Jesus desires we grow into discipleship having real love, not just for one another, but even to our enemies, and to learn of him, Matthew 11:29. He even says to pray for those who persecute you, Matthew 5:44. You know, I remember a time I was teaching this to a class and someone said, "Yeah, pray they leave me alone." That caused a chuckle, but really, you should pray for the enemy's salvation. And if given the opportunity, give them the gospel too, while showing love and sincerity. And often that's not an easy task. It's like carrying your cross. Jesus also says to first seek the kingdom, Matthew 6:33. And that's not America, by the way. Let me ask you, do you long for President Trump to return or Jesus to return? Or in what order? The kingdom now theology or dominionism is a false doctrine. We cannot clean it all up and vote all evil out, according to Scripture. Only Jesus will do that, not man, as some are claiming. So precisely, what is the difference? Well, a believer will call on Jesus' name, but really lives to please himself first. Where a disciple calls on Jesus' name and lives to please God first. A believer will serve God based on convenience, but a disciple serves God based on conviction regardless of circumstances and is willing to leave his comfort zone. Believers choose a path and ask God to bless it, but a disciple asks God to reveal the path and then follows it because the path will already be blessed. Believers go to church to be fed, but disciples go to church to contribute to others. Much boils down to having a real passion for Christ and his coming kingdom, and a willing heart to put others ahead of oneself. So, who are you? How does one grow into a disciple, having the fullness of sanctification, which is really the same thing? Yes, you know, the personal study of his word will bring those necessary qualities that show yourself approved unto God. How's the saying go? Just do it. Because there is a shortage of disciples. He needs you believers to step it up a notch or two. And if you can't see that time is running out, I must ask you, what planet are you living on? So, in closing, let me ask you, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? If not, you can invite him in right now, because he's your Savior who has totally paid your debt for your sins. So grab it now while there's still time, because it's always your choice. I'll leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in many different ways. Psalm 122:6. Till next time, strive to be a disciple. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.